Howdy, friend. Welcome to Homegrown. I'm your host, R.P. Smith. This week has not been ideal in that I have spent more time chasing horses in than I've spent riding. The honor system of the Remuda grazing the road ditch is no longer working, so the pseudo-hot wire has become the real thing. We haven't got any horse hay put up this summer, so the horses had better get used to grazing against the wire, and I'd better get used to keeping them on fresh patches. A good share of our string is made up of pensioners at the moment, several that the kids grew up riding that I feel I owe a nice retirement. But this morning, since we are coming into horse sale season, I thought I'd share a couple of poems that are about ones that got to move on earlier in their careers. I call this first one, Exported. He claimed his home state was all cornfields, and that it lies fairly flat, claimed not one man in Nebraska had any use for the horse on which he sat. 'Cause them farmer boys hardly ever use a horse to tend a cow, and that is the only reason this fine steed is here for sale now. For some of you real cowboys, he might be a little slow, just like those gentle breezes that in the Nebraska March do blow. This horse is the one you need, boys. This horse is made to order. This horse rides as smooth as that Custer County border. His disposition is just as sweet as the month of February. I brought him here to sell, boys. I didn't come to tarry. I see his eyes are rolling, and I see his nostrils flare. Perhaps it's this harsh climate for which he does not care. Why, sure, he has his bad days, just like I have mine. But his are about as scarce as the snow and Valentine. I'm not here to talk the weather. That's not part of the plan. Raise your hand if you've got the cash. You're dealing with an honest man. He always carries his ears back flat, but that I can't explain. It's a habit developed to protect himself from that persistent Nebraska rain. If that's the final bid, I guess our deal is complete. Now keep him reined in fairly tight, and stay deep in your seat. Well, next up, I think we'll take another ride on that Martin Mare. Misery is a friend to me. A blessing is a curse. I can't seem to feel better until I'm feeling worse. If we've had a pleasant rain and the day is forecast fair, I'll nip despondency in the bud and catch that Martin Mare. She runs around the old corral, her head and tail high, turns the bolt away from me when I'm close enough to try. Cannot seem to quit the game until she hears me swear, and I'm feeling so much better thanks to that Martin Mare. I see her hoof is cracked and her hooves are hard as flint. By the time I finish trimming, I'm nearly jubilant. When I pick a foot up enough that I can see, she balances upon my toe with all her other three. Her withers hold the saddle, if I can get it there, but quickness is a necessity to tack that Martin Mare. As I tighten up a cinch, a kick is nearly automatic, and a tail swipe across my face leaves me almost ecstatic. She cracks me on the cantle, then she ringers me on the horn. I'm thankful I didn't own her till all the kids was born. Her forelock splits my eyelids as she comes up in the rear, and my cup is running over thanks to that Martin Mare. By the time our ride is finished, I am bleeding black and blue. When it comes to happiness, I've got more than I am due. But I will saddle her the next time, for I cannot get enough. You really are not living unless life is kind of tough. Friend, if you're feeling guilty because things have been more than fair, and you think you are delinquent in your duty of despair, I will make a one-time offer because I know it's right to share. I will sacrifice my happiness and let you ride that Martin Mare. Thanks for riding along on Homegrown this morning. This morning's show is brought to you by your local stations and sponsors, and Power Post Driver, the driving force in fencing. Take a look at this amazing piece of equipment at powerpostdriver.com. Hoping that the Lord blesses you real good today, and that our happy trails cross again soon. I'm R.P. Smith.